Okay, today is Daf Yud. We are on Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Itmar. Now, there's something that we're going to get to in the second parak later called Piggle. Piggle means you do an avoda, thinking you're going to eat the karban at the wrong place or the wrong time. That's Piggle. This is a little bit different than Piggle, but the same idea. Itmar. Shachta lishma, you shecht it lishma, lizrok dama shalol lishma. To sprinkle the dam shalol lishma. Right now I'm shechting it, l'shem karban, l'shem the baal, everything's right. But I'm going to do another avoda in a half hour, that I'm going to do shalol lishma. That's the thought he has in his head. Why does he have such a thought in his head? I don't know. So, Rashi says, Shachta l'shma, Shelo chishev al ha-shechita. The shechita did nothing wrong. When you shechted the animal, you did nothing wrong. Ela al ha-zrika chishev b'shas shechita d'hainu me'avoda l'avoda. So what are you doing? When I shecht the shechita, when I do the shechita now, my thought is, I'm going to do the zrika shelo l'shma. So is anything wrong with the shechita? Not really, but there is a tzad to say yes.
Yeah.
The tzad to say yes is it's all one carbon.
Yeah, it doesn't get off the ground.
So what do you think the halacha is about this case? It's a machlokas, right? Yes, but so Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon's pasul. Rish Lakish Amar Kshera. Rish Lakish says the carbon is kasher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. We're mechashev. We consider one avoda to another avoda. Why do we do that? Because it's one carbon.
Continuity.
That continuity. It's one carbon. So if you do something, now I did the actual shechitah good. Yes, but I'm looking about in 20 minutes when I do the zrika, it's gonna be no good. So mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. And the alfinon mimachshev is piggle. Just like a thought of piggle is no good. That's where you do a kosher act now, but I'm thinking I'm going to do something wrong later. That's a problem. Right? That's a problem. We're going to spend a long time, half this mesechus on piggle. Rish Lakish Amar, kishera. It's a good carbon. Why? First of all, ein mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. First of all, we don't do that. We don't carry over one avoda to another avoda.
This is the Kohen. The Kohen.
Yes.
Not the owner.
The Kohen. V'yelo yalfinen mimachshev es pigol. And we don't learn out from pigol. Right? We don't learn out from pigol. Says Rashi, ein mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. The last Rashi on the page. Now, again, what is piggle? Piggle means you do an avoda thinking you're going to eat it, which is not an avoda, at the wrong time or the wrong place. Eating is not an avoda. Right? Think about that one. Eating is not an avoda. So, what? Says Rashi, Ein mechash v'me avoda la'avoda b'shelo lishmo. We don't carry over one avoda to another avoda. The loyal feed and lovey piggle. We don't learn it out from piggle. Why? The hasam by piggle, ikker, machshavto, hamavia lide piggle. What thought leads to piggle? Zuhi, shechashev, bavoda zu, lasa zavoda acheres, shechashev, bavoda zu. I'm thinking by this avoda. Lasos, avoda acheres, menachas avodos, lachil adam, olamazbeach, chutz luzmano. I'm thinking when I do another avoda, it's going to be chutz l'zman or chutz l'makom. V'zrika ocheles mizbeachi. The reason why you could even have a piggle by zrika is because the mizbeach eats the carbon. So that's considered mizbeach eating. It's not just you eating as a human being, but even the mizbeach. So those both going to lead to piggle, right? V'hu adid imchishev al aktores achilev. Shemen avodos. Even if you have a wrong thought by that, I'm gonna sprinkle the dam tomorrow. That's another avoda that's going to be done the wrong time. You can't do avoda. You can't do avoda in over 2 days. Why sprinkling that avoda? Why sprinkling a problem? Because that's the achila of the mizbeach. So too says Rashi, the burning of the fats. That's an achila for the mizbeach. I'm going to bring the carpet on Monday. I'll burn the fats on Friday. Can't do that. If you do have that thought, it's piggle, and you do it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, nosher
is when you have time to eat it and you leave it over.
But if you have time to eat it today and you leave it over, it's not nosher?
Yeah, if you bring a Karban Pesach today. Karban Pesach today. You have to eat the Karban Pesach by Chatzos.
Right.
You leave it over, it's nosher. Besides you eating part of it, the Mizbeach gets part of it.
Right.
That has to be also the same day. If you think to yourself, I'm going to burn the fats tomorrow, I'm too lazy now, go come back tomorrow, that's piggle. And you do it tomorrow. There's no piggle, just thinking. You have to do it. That's piggle. You get kares for that. It's pretty severe. Right?
The kohen gets kares.
Yes, the kohen gets kares. Exactly. So, right? Hilkach lo damyo l'shalo l'shma. So therefore, says Rish Lakish, this is not what I'm doing. This is not what's going on here. Here, I'm projecting the animal now that I'm going to do this week. It's adam shalo l'shma. Not the same thing as piggle. We could see why it is. We could see why it's not. Okay.
So the piggle actually has to be done?
Yeah, piggle. We're going to get to that. We do piggle. We're going to get to that. Most say yes. Just thinking is not piggle. Most say that. You have to actually eat it. We're going to get to it.
Which is different than all the other ones where thinking is
right, so some say you actually have to verbalize it. Right. We're going to get to piggle. We're going to spend a lot of time on piggle. It's very long. And it's very complicated. Now, v'azdu l'tamayhu, and this machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. It's another machlokes, the exact same thing. Itmar, it says, hashochet et habehema al menas lizrog dama lavoras kochavim. Somebody shechts an animal, a carbon, thinking, I can't wait. The zrika of this animal, I'm going to do for avodah zara, which is a similar wrong thought to have. It's worse. This is worse. Avodah zara is worse than thinking. Ruvain's thing, I'm thinking it for Shimon, that's worse. But the same idea, when you do the Shechita, you have the right Kavana. But you're dreaming how you're going to do the Zrika for Avodah Zarah. That's the wrong Kavana. Or I'm going to burn the fats for Avodah Zarah. It's also, shouldn't be thinking that. But when I'm doing the Shechita, I'm thinking that. Right? So says Rashi on the third wide line, HaShechita lo nasas Hashem Avodah Zarah. The Shechita I didn't do for Avodah Zarah. Shechita I did right. Ella b'shas shchita, at the time of the shchita, chishev lavod hazmika l'shem avodas kachavim. V'lo zarak. You never even did that. You didn't even have to do it. Right? V'lo zarak, says Rashi. You didn't even do that. But you thought it. So that's a lo l'shma, what's worse than lo l'shma, right? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, asura. This carbon's no good. Rish Lakish, why? Mechash me'avod l'avoda. First of all, it's one big carbon. So the fact that you thought it by one, by you knew by the next avoda, ruins the shchita, and the alfin and chutz mivnim, and we learn out piggle to avodah zarah, which is not even in the Beit Hamikdash grounds, not even shayach of Beit Hamikdash, right? So what? We learn out piggle. The Gemara calls avodah zarah chutz because it doesn't belong in the Beit Hamikdash, so it calls it chutz. Rish Lakish Amar Muteres. This carpet's butter. Why? I don't care what you thought you're going to do in the next hour. What's the difference? Right now you did shechta good. And we don't learn out outside to inside. Right? Outside to inside means piggle to this case. Now, says the Gemara, I needed you to tell me both these cases. The case of Avodah Zarah and the case of Shelo Lishma. Why? V'yashmi'inan b'ha, if he only would have had the case, one second. I know, one second, I'm just thinking if we should do this Tosfos. Let it go. V'yashmi'inan b'ha, if he only had the case of Avodah Zarah, b'ha amar Rish Lakish. That's why Rish Lakish said it's kosher animal. Why is it a kosher carbon? Because I don't compare chutz to pnim. That's a funny thing to do. Chutz means Avodah Zarah issue. Pnim means Beis HaMikdash issue. So I'm doing everything right. So I'm thinking I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to sprinkle it in the church. So what? You're right here in the Beis Hamikdash right now. That's such a crazy thought. That's a possible carbon? Of course not. Avol b'fnim, but when you're in the Beis Hamikdash grounds, and Reuven's standing there, and Shimon's standing there, you know, this I'll shat for Reuven, but I'm going to do the Zrika for Shimon. Then maybe he would agree that's a problem. Maybe he would agree that's a problem. Eim amodil el Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he would agree that with Rabbi Yochanan, that's a problem. V'yeshin b'ha, if we only had the case of Pigel, b'ha'kam Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan said it's a problem. Avol b'ha'hi, eim amodil el Rish Lakish, but in this case, in which case? In the case of Avodah Zarah, maybe he would agree with Rish Lakish. Such a ridiculous thought that not even going to passel. Tzvichi, therefore you need all the cases. Okay? Good? So far so good? Kiyasa Rav Dini, Amar, Masav Rav Yirmiya, L'siyod Rav Yochanan. Rav Yirmiya asked Akasha to support, not Akasha really, he brought us a raya that Rav Yochanan's right. Rav Ila, L'siyod Rav Lakish. And Rav Ila brought a raya that Rav Lakish is right. They're both right. They both have braises that support themselves. Why? Rabbi Yirmiya, L'siyu L'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiya has a raya that Rabbi Yochanan's right. Why? Rabbi Yirmiya, L'siyu L'Rabbi Yochanan. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma makom shim amar hareini shochet chutz l'zmano shu kosher. If somebody shows up to the Beis HaMikdash, and during the Shechita, he says, I am shechting this chutz l'zmano. What is that? You come to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Monday morning, you're shechting a carbon ola for somebody. I'm shechting it chutz l'zmano. What does that mean? You're shechting it right now. That's a ridiculous statement. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, it's ridiculous. Third of all, it's irrelevant. You're shechting it now. What do you mean, shechting it chutz l'zmano? How can you shech the chutz l'zmano if you're shechting it now? Think about what you're saying.
Maybe your friend asked you to do it earlier.
What?
Maybe your friend asked you to do it earlier.
Okay, but he told you, I want you to bring it on Monday. And you forgot. So you come Tuesday morning. It's not the carbon Pesach. So what's man? It's not zman. Whenever you want to bring it, bring it. So Rashi says, the law of machshavah. That's not a machshava. What kind of machshava is that? The ain zman el achilos adam umizbeach. The only time it matters is the eating. You eating, or the Mizbeach eating. That's their pibble. So I'm shechting the carbon, and I have in mind, I'm shechting it at the wrong zman? Well, that's ridiculous. That's kosher. So if someone comes up with a machshava, I'm shechting it now, shalol zman. That's a silly, you see why that's silly? It's a ridiculous statement, it's a ridiculous thought, and therefore the animal's kosher. Shachto almanas lizrog damo chutzl zmano. If I have in mind to shecht, to sprinkle the dam chutzl zman, That's called pigle. Right? Why? That's the Mizbeach eating. That's pigle. And then it's puzzle. So makom, sha'amar, hareini shochet shalol l'shma, puzzle. If you shecht an animal shalol l'shma, is that puzzle? Yes, by a chatas, for sure it is. Right? Shecht an shalol l'shma, you're the wrong guy. Shechto al manas, loser dama shalol l'shma. So if you have in mind to sprinkle the dam shalol l'shma when you shecht it, ain't no din shu puzzle. Isn't that for sure a puzzle? You hear that kal v'chomer? Based on that kal v'chomer, says Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yochanan's right. There's a kal v'chomer that he's right. Maskifla Rava Bar Ahiloi. Rava Bar Ahiloi asks the following kasha on that kal v'chomer. Machutz luzmano shekein kares. Yeah, but if you have pickle, you get kares. That's why that's such a machmir halacha. Right? Rashi says, Kares, Hochel Pigel, somebody eats Pigel, Afilu La'alter, Chayev, Yechayev, Kares, Hov Chomer, Mahanya Bebe Avoda La'avoda. Since it's so Machmer Pigel, so we compare one Avoda to another. Who said we would say the same thing where there's no Kares? Like what? She had the wrong guy in mind. No Kares for that. Right? No Kares for that. You have the wrong guy in mind. No Kares for that. You shecht an animal thinking you're going to sprinkle it down the wrong time, you get kares for that. Maybe that's why we're allowed to be such a machmir halacha. So it's not a valid kal v'chomer at all. You're comparing apples and oranges. It's not a valid kal v'chomer.
He's bringing an example of altar.
What?
So how's that How did that become Peter?
Because
he's doing it now.
What?
He's doing it now.
Yes,
What? So then he's doing it bisman.
No, but he had a wrong machshava. That's exactly the point. The machshava was, I'm going to sprinkle this at the wrong time.
His machshava coined it, unless I'm misunderstanding it. The machshava here is he's going to do it right now.
No, he's sprinkling, he shechts the animal on a Monday.
Right.
Says, I'm going to sprinkle the dam on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's chutz l'zman. That's kares. And then he eats the meat that right now. Doesn't even wait. That's kares. Yeah. Right? Why? Piggle. He didn't have that machshava by Zrika. He only had it by the Shechita. The answer is, machshava and lavoda lavoda. It's all one big avoda. Why do we say that? Piggle, so machmir. We're going to say that by a guy shechts the animal for Reuven, thinking I'm going to sprinkle the dam for Shimon. What avera is that? Said Rabbi Yochanan, same thing as piggle. Of course not the same thing as piggle. Piggles get kares. You don't get kares for this. Ela amar Rava bar Hinai, bar Ahiloi, hachi kamar. This is the Kal v'chomer that would support Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Kal v'chomer. You ready? Uma makom shemam harini shochet chutz l'mkomo. Shu kasher. If someone says, so again, it's still a silly thing. Someone shows up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen shows up. So what's on the docket for today? What are we busy with today? Ah, Reuven, come over here with a carbon ola. Excellent. I have in mind, I'm shechting this chutz l'mkomo. What kind of machshav is that? He's standing right here. What kind of stupid machshav is that? Right? Shem Amar, Areini Shochet Chutz L'mkomo, Shu Kosher. That's kosher. Why is that kosher? Because you're standing in the base of the business. What kind of stupid thing is that? I'm shechting it in the wrong place? You're in the right place. Nevertheless, Shachto, Amanat Lizrok Domo Chutz L'mkomo. If you have in mind to shech the animal, to sprinkle the dam Chutz L'mkomo, that's called piggle. Puzzle, that's no good. I shech the animal, dreaming how I'm going to sprinkle the dam in the wrong place. Yes, it is. It's called a psul. We're calling it the generic name piggle. Piggle's really only one of the two, but you don't get cards for that. Nevertheless, it's still puzzle. Right? Makom, Shim Amar, Harini Shochet Shalol Lishmo, Shu puzzle. So if I'm shechting it for Reuven, dreaming how I'm shechting it for Shimon, it's supposed to be for Reuven, but I'm dreaming it's for Shimon, that's puzzle. Shine Bailam, I had the wrong guy in mind. So shechto almanas lizrok dama shalol lishmo. So I have in mind to shech the dam. When I shech the animal, I'm going to sprinkle the dam for the wrong guy. Eino din she a puzzle. Isn't that for sure puzzle? For sure. So maskif la Ravashi. Ravashi says, what kind of kavachomer is that? Ma chutz l'mkomo. Shekin noag b'chol azvachim. Chutz l'mkomo applies to every carbon. Right? And that's why if you have the wrong machshava by one avoda, we'll say we're going to link avoda to avoda. Why are we going to link that? Because it's all one big avoda, one big karbon. Torah b'shalol l'shma, but shalol l'shma is not true. Sheina noeg ela b'pesach v'chatos. It only applies to pesach and v'chatos. So why are you being so machner? El amar Ravashi hachi kamar. No, this is a valid kal v'chomer that supports Rabbi Yochanan. You ready? Uma makom shayamar sheim amar hareini shochet shelo l'shem ploni hareini shochet l'shem ploni, right? One second. El amar Ravashi achi kamar. Forget piggle. Piggle can't be the source because piggle is too machmer. So how about this? Uma makom shem amar hareini shochet l'shem ploni shu kosher. I'm shechting it for Ploni. That's good. Right? Lizrok Damo, L'shem Ploni, Puzzle. But if I have in mind to sprinkle the Dam for Ploni, that's Puzzle. Why is that true? Reuven comes to bring me the carbon. And I have in mind, when I do the Shechita, I'm shechting it for Shimon. That's kosher. Why is that kosher? So we learned this a few days ago. I don't remember how many. We learned it a few days ago, because the Shechit is not really considered, for this halacha, the Shechit is not considered a avoda. Doesn't count. The Shechit doesn't count. That's a quirk, but that quirk is going to build a kal v'chomer. If I shecht it for Reuven, for Shimon and not for Reuven, that's good. But if I do the Zrika for Shimon and not for Reuven, it's no good. Right? So, makom, shemama harini, shochet shlol l'shma shu pasal. So when I shecht it, I dream, one second. Yeah. Right. But if I shechted shelo lishma, that's puzzle. What's the meaning of shechted shelo lishma? Something like that. Shechted al manach, lizer of dam shelo lishma, and didn't she a puzzle? So when I shechted, I have the wrong thought by the tzrika, isn't that for sure a puzzle? That's his kal v'chomer. Okay? End of Rebbe. That kal v'chomer is not, you can't knock that kal v'chomer. That kal v'chomer remains. Now that was the easy one. Now Rav Ila Siyua the Rish Lakish. Rav Ila now is going to show that Rish Lakish is right. Rish Lakish said that if you shecht an animal, dreaming you're going to do the zrika for someone else, that's good. He said it's good. Why is it good? We don't link avodas, and we don't compare it to a piggle. So how is that good? He says Rav Ila, have a raya, he's good. His raya is as follows. Now. How do we know that Shini Kodesh was a problem? That if you have the wrong machshavas, it was a problem. How do we know that? So on Daf Dalid, we learned it out from 1,000 psukim. Remember that? Every avoda was a different pasuk that has to be correct. Remember, we learned that?
Yes.
So, says Rav Ila, Lo Tomar Bezrika. Why do we have to learn out a raya from Zrika? Teisei mi kal v'chomer, mi binyana, mi shchita, v'kabbalah. Learn it out from shchita and kabbalah. Why do we need a separate source for Zrika? L'mai hilchasa kasav rachmana. Why on earth would the Torah spend words writing halacha, which we could derive anyway? Lomar, te'ein mechashvin, me'avoda la'avoda. To exactly that point. To teach you, you cannot compare shchita to Zrika, halacha to Zrika. Nothing can be compared. Why? Because we don't link them. Okay? Maskifla, Rav Papa, Vidilma. Maskifla, Rav Papa, Vidilma, maybe the Mechashim Yavoda Lavoda. What kind of answer is that? So what? So okay, so the Torah spent extra words making you derive all the halachas from you know, each Avoda. So therefore they can't be linked? Why is that true? Why can't they be linked? Says the Gemara, Im Kain, Lishtok kra mine, Torah should have been silent. V'teisei mikal v'chomer the Ravashi. We could have had Ravashi's kal v'chomer that we just said. So since we didn't do that, it's obvious that the Torah is not linking Torah is not linking the avodas. And therefore, if you have in mind to do the zrika, it's for the wrong person. It would be good according to Rish Lakish. At the Shechita, that would be good. Okay? Now, V'idach and Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees with Rish Lakish, right? He holds that it's Usser. So, one second.
I think you went down a couple lines.
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm right here, V'idach.
Yeah.
No, V'idach is Rabbi Yochanan. It's not true. We just said Rish Lakish. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan? So what does the Idach mean? Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that... who held that the Zrika cannot be learned out of a Kal V'chomer because he needs it to teach you B'chashev L'Avoda L'Avoda, Parachachi, he'll ask the following question. Malahanach, what's the story with Shechita and Kabbalah? Shechita Un and Tzafon. They require only in the northern part of the Azara, the Yeshnam, the Chatos, Pnimios. And they also have inner Chatoses. The Idach. And what about Rabbi Ila? Rabbi Ila held that Rish Lakish's Kal V'chomer was good. Hashtamia, B'shlamim Kaiman. That's only talking about the Shinei Kodesh, really by Shlamim, so it's not a riot to anything else. Okay. That really ends it. Itmar, Shachta Lishma. If someone shechts an animal Lishma, Lizrok Dama Shalol Lishma. But he's dreaming he's going to do the Zrika Shalol Lishma. Rabbi Achman Arpsula, Rabbi Mark Shira. Rabbi Achman held like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan held like and Rabbi held like Rish Lakish. V'hadar be Rabbi l'gabir Rabbi Achman, then Rabbi changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Achman, b'shun kal v'chomer de Ravashi. Because Ravashi's kal v'chomer was very compelling. Right? Ravashi's kal v'chomer was very compelling, and therefore that what? That if Shini Bailam is puzzle me avoda la avoda, then certainly Shini Kodesh should be puzzle avoda la avoda. We couldn't get out of that kal v'chomer, therefore Rish Lakish is really wrong. Really, it's Usser. Okay. Next. What's next? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Asham. Rabbi Eliezer said, also in Asham, Asham also has a halacha that what? That if you shecht a Asham for the wrong person, it doesn't even get off the ground, it's nothing, you don't eat it, it's not good. No, you don't get a check mark, for sure you don't get a check mark. But if it's like a chatz at a Pesach, it's no good at all. He included an Asham. Tanya, Amar Belez Eliezer, chatz ha-ba'al chet, v'asham ba'al chet. A chatz comes for a chet, Asham also comes for a chet. Which chet does an Asham come for? Three Averos. You can bring an Asham for a chet. What are the three Averos? Shifcha Harufa. Number two, you steal, and then you lie. And number three, if you're moral behektish. Those are only three. So, ma chatas sholoshma psula, afasham sholoshma puzzle. That's puzzle, that's also puzzle. What's the difference? Amalo, Rabbi Yoshua, lo. No, you're wrong, Rabbi Lazar. Im amarta bechatas shekindam alamayla. No, you know what? Chatas, the blood is sprinkled above the red line. In the Mizbeach, there was a chut ha-sikra, a red painted line that separated the top half from the bottom half. A chatas has to be on the top half. Say for what? So what? Malachatos shekindama lemaila. A chatos is different because a chatos has to be the sprinkled the blood on the top of the on the top half, not on the bottom half. So what? Why is that a chumrah? And an asher is on the bottom half. So why is that a chumrah? So therefore what? That question is asked by everybody. It's a very strong question. So what kind of mile is that? You want to tell me this kares, it has to be only a certain spot, tzafon, it could be in the panini, I get all that. So someone's on the top, so what? Why is that such a compelling reason? It's a very good question.
Because it's derived from
pasuk. So what? You know? So by the way, I don't know who this is, the Chedusha Rabbeinu HaGrim, Gon Rabbi Yud Nam, somebody, says exactly your point, Yoni. It's the only one that's mentioned in the Torah. Everything else is learned out some way. So it's mentioned in the Torah. It's more chashav. It's more serious. Okay. Anyway, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Pesach Yochiach. Pesach Yochiach. What's Pesach Yochiach? Pesach also has to be done right. And it's brought down above the red line. It's below the red line. So what kind of above the red line? Not such a big mile. Not such a big chumrah. After all, Pesach also has to be lishma, and it's below the red line. Right. Rashi says over here, the last Rashi on the page, Maila Michura Sikra. We don't have to read this Rashi. But he just says just as what I said. That the chat has to be above. So Gemara says, what kind of chumr is that? A Pesach is below the red line. So Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, Maila Pesach Shekein Zmano Kavua. Yeah, but a Pesach is also different because his man is only Erev Pesach. As we said, every other carbon, whenever you want. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, well, chatas tuchiach. Chatas can be whenever you want, and it's above the red line, and so therefore, so too, an ashram should be, lishma should be a problem. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, chazrani chalila. I can go back and forth with you about this. You just go back and forth. Right? The chatas is above the red line, and therefore, should win out, and therefore, Your raya from Pesach is not. We just keep going in circles. Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'don did er acher. So Rabbi Eliezer came up with another reason. The Gemara, if we get to it today, the Gemara is going to say what do Yeshua mean by that? So nemar chatas nemar bahi chatas says the word he b'shchita he lishma kshera sholoshma psula Pesach nemar bahu b'zvicha. Hu l'shmo kasher, shloshma puzzle. Asham nami, af asham nemar bohu. Hu l'shmo puzzle. I'm sorry, hu l'shmo kasher, shloshma puzzle. That's why asham I lumped in with Pesach and Chata. Same thing. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, what do you mean? Chata's nemar bohi, b'shchita. Hi l'shmo kshera, shloshma ptula. Pesach nemar bohu, b'zvicha, hu l'shmo kasher, shloshma puzzle. Aval asham, lo nemar bohu, el achar akdaras emurin. When does it say hu by asham? After the emurin, by the end of the asham sacrifice, huatzmo shalo hektiru emur of kosher. Even if you never bring the emurim, the animal's kosher. The emurim's a mila, a nice thing to do. I'm a akiv. That's what it says. Who? I'm not impressed by that. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Hari Omer, so another try. Hari Omer Kachatos Ki Asham. Ma Chatos, Shlolosh Mapasel, Af Asham, Shlolosh Mapasel. Okay? So he brought three tries. This the third try is so far he didn't say anything. Now Omar Mar, Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Chazrani Chalila. I'm going to go back and forth with you all day about that. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'leheder dina, v'lesi b'ma'atzad. It's a ma'atzad. Right, what's the ma'atzad? I can't learn out l'shma from Chatas alone. I can't learn it out from Pesach alone. But I can learn out from the two of them. Right? So Gemara says, no. B'shem d'igal l'mifrach. There's a kasha. Ma'atzad ha'shava shebehen, shkin yesh behen tzad kares. They both have a tzad kares. Chatas is brought on an avera that you had you done it on purpose, you get kares. And a Pesach, if you don't bring it, you get kares. Not the same kares. It's kares on different things, really. But same idea. Asham, no kares on Asham. So, Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Even Marta Chatas, Shekin Dama Lamaila. Right? Well, Chatas is different because the blood's above the red line. Falemili lo. Ima Marta, Bechatas, Shekin Nichlas, Dama Lefnai Velefnim. Why didn't he say that? Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say that if you bring the dam of a chatas lefnai v'lefnim, it's puzzle? You bring the dam of another animal lefnai v'lefnim, it's not puzzle. Now, you know, the be lefnai v'lefnim, the Kodesh Kedoshim, but only a quirk like that by chatas. Why didn't he say that, Kasha? Or the chatas chitz, because the answer is chatas chitzon is coming in. I was talking about outer chatas, it's not inner ones. How about this? Shem nichnas dam lefnim psula. What about the fact that if you bring the dam into the Kodesh, you're also puzzle? So because he didn't want to ask that question because Islay Rabbi Lezer af Asham because Rabbi Lezer held even an Asham is also possible. Shekin mechaperet achayve kriyas. How about this? Shekin mechaperet achayve kriyas. Well, what about this? Achatas is mechaper achayve kriyas. That's why it's so machmer. So why didn't he ask that question? The answer is mechatas shmias akol. He was talking about achatas of swearing falsely, which is not kares. Shekin unar bar matanos, but achatas is more machmer because it requires four matanos. Why didn't he ask that question? The answer is because Rabbi Shmuel Damar Kol Adam Tuna Bar Matanos. Because he held like Rabbi Shmuel that every carbon requires four sprinklings. Shkei Tuna Alar Bar Karnos. Why didn't he ask that a Chatas is different? What did he ask? He asked that a Chatas goes above the red line. There are so many other questions he could have asked. All these. Why didn't he ask that a Chatas has to be on the four corners of the Mizbeach? Ul Tamech, and according to you, there's more questions. Hika Etzba has to be done with a finger, not a kli. Hika Keren, it has to be on the horn itself. Hika Chuda, on the corner of the horn. Elo, what kind of questions are these? Elo chad mitarti plus time and nakat. He asked one out of 100 questions he could have asked. He picked that one. Why did he pick that one? I don't know. He picked that one. Why did he pick the other one? Not a question. What kind of question is that? Why did he pick the other one? Amar Mar. We said Amalo Rabbi Yeshua lo imamarta. He should. He said back. No. Lo imamarta. What lo imamarta? No. The chatas goes above the red line. So Lemele Rabbi Eliezer, Asham Nami Dama Lomaila. The Asham also goes above the red line. Why didn't he answer that? Amar Abaya, Asham Dama Lomaila Lomatsi Samarta. That's impossible. The Asham goes above the red line? Can't be. Why? Mikavachomer mi Ola, it's a Kavachomer. Ma Ola Shukalil. Dama Lomata, in Ola, which is completely burnt up, is below the red line. Asham She'eno Kalil, Ola Kalshkin. So Asham, which is not burnt up, for sure goes below the red line? Well, Mala Ola Shekin Inam Mechaperis. What kind of kasha is it? Ola is not for a kapara. Right? Yeah, it can make the app. Well, Chatas Ha'of Tochiach. Chatas Ha'of will disprove that. Why? Because the Chatas Ha'of is for a kapara, and it's below the red line. So Asham, same thing. But Mala Chatas Ha'of Shekin Inam in Zevach. But Chatas Ha'of is not a carbon. It's not an animal. It's a bird. It's a bird. Chatas Ha'of. Of means bird. So that's why. So you can't compare birds to animals. Well, Ola Tochiach, Ola will prove you wrong, right? Why? Because it's an animal and it's below the red line. Lo Rizek Rizeh, Lo Rizek Rizeh, neither one you can learn it out from. Hatzal Shav Shebehen, Shem Kachem Kachem, they both Kachem Kachem. The Daman Ta Lamata, and the blood is below the red line. Afani Avi Asham, Shem Kachem Kachem, the Daman Lamata. So don't think for 1 second that Asham is above the red line. It can't be. Amalei Rav Mipar Kazia, Mipar Zakia, Rav Ashi, Filifroch. How about this? Malatav Shav Shebehen Shekin Ein Ben Kitzva. They don't have a set amount. Torah B'Asham Sheishol Kitzva, but Asham has a set amount. How much Asham has to cost? There's a set amount. Ela Hayna Time of Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's reason that Asham is just like a Chatos. What's the reason? Regarding Lishma issues, what's the reason? Tamar Kra Hakohen Hamitzchate Osa. Osa dama lamaila, vein dama sha'acha lamaila. Just because the lamaila, that's nothing to do with the carbon. The lamaila, okay, has to be lamaila. It does have to do with the carbon. Ihachi chatas nami nema osa lishma kshera shlo lishma psula. If that's the case, then the ashram is, then the chatas is special. Only it has to be lishma, nothing else, and that's not true. Hashar zvacha mein lishma, ben shlo lishma ksherin. Every other carbon would be good even if it's shlo lishma. Hahu osa lav dafka the hashar pesach. Well, that osa can't be right, because that osa, what about pesach? That osa can't be specific only to chatas. Pesach also has to be lishma. Hachanami lav dafka the hashar olas of. We also leave out olas of. Bezvicha mi olos hashar midi. When it comes to karbanos, we didn't leave out anything else except for the chatos. Iboy seima, hani, hamani, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimoni. It's a different Tana. Damar hai makam lechud, fai makam lechud. Each carbon has a separate spot where the dam is above or below. The Tanya, dam matachtonim, the Tana mechud asikra lamata. The lower bloods go below the chud asikra. Elyona mechud asikra lamayla, and the upper ones go above the chud asikra. Amar Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, Amurim. When is that? Bolas ha'of. That's only by birds. Aval b'chatas, behema hi atzma, ein nasi ala gufa shel karen. But the behema itself has to be on the karen itself, which per definition is above the red line, because on the top of the mizbeach. Anyway, at the end of the Gemara, we're done. At the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer holds that ashram is compared to b'chatas. Why? So maybe from the word osa over there. Why? Maybe it's about a tara shaveh, or it's a limud. I'm not exactly sure where it came from, but at the end of the day, that's what he holds. All right, so we finished off. Baruch Hashem. We got what I wanted to get, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.